There's a fascinating tshuva in the Minchas HaLazar regarding the mitzvah of Ubiyarta Hara Mikibecha, which is the mitzvah incumbent on Beis Din to destroy evildoers and remove them from the world, Ubiyarta Hara Mikibecha, to give the Chi of Misa to someone who committed an Aveira that warrants the Chi of Misa. And this is a way of destroying evildoers, taking away Ra from the world. The question is, what is the halacha if you have a person that Beis Din was mechayev misa for? Beis Din paskin that this person had to undergo the chi of misa, and this person has a chance to escape. Is the person allowed to escape? Is he mechayev to escape? What is the halacha if a person was condemned to misa but has the ability to escape? So says the Minchas HaLazar, the Pashtos, L'chayru, if the person is in fact Mechuyev Misa, then mitzad the kapora that he will be able to receive via the Chi of Misa, Mestama, it should be prudent for him to go ahead and undergo the Chi of Misa, because that is the only way that he's going to be able to achieve the kapora. And therefore, even if we assume that Ubiyarta Hara Mikirbecha is a din in Beis Din and it's not a din on the person who was convicted, nevertheless, mitzad the person's kapara, it would be still worthwhile for him to undergo the Chiyuv Misa and he shouldn't be escaping. So the klar of the Minchas HaLazar really pertains to the following case. What is the halacha if a person knows in his heart that he's not really Mechuyev Misa? The Edim, perhaps, that testified against him, Beis Din, testified falsely. Beis Din had to accept their testimony because there was no psul in their Edis that was evident. And they paskin that this particular person was Mechuyev Misa, but he knows personally that he's really potter from the Chiyuv Misa, and therefore he doesn't need the kaparo. The question is he allowed to escape? If he has the chance to escape, is he Mechuyev to escape? What's the halacha if Beis Din paskin that a person is mechuyev misas Beis Din, but he personally knows that he's potter? And part of his question is the din of Ubiyarta Hara Mikirbecha a din that's incumbent specifically on this Beis Din, and it doesn't pertain to anyone else besides Beis Din? Beis Din has the chiyuv to eradicate evil from the world. Beis Din has the chiyuv to destroy evildoers from the world. They have the chiyuv to give the person Misa, but the Chiv is not incumbent on the person who was convicted himself, and therefore, if he has the chance to escape, there's no din of Ubiyarta or Rabbi Kerbecha on him. Perhaps he's Mechuyev to escape. Or perhaps he's not allowed to escape because he as well has to participate in this din of Ubiyarta or Rabbi Kerbecha and undergo the Chiv Misa. So first, the Minchas HaLazar Shtelsu Chavis Yoyer. And the Chavis Yoyer is mechadish that even if, let's say, Beis Din paskins about a certain person that was Edus came forward that this person, let's say, was selling the Velus and Trefus. He was a person who was selling meat, and Edim testified in Beis Din that this person was selling items that weren't kosher, and therefore Beis Din took away his kashrus. Nevertheless, says the Chavis Yoyer, even though Beis Din paskin that he wasn't able to sell meat anymore because he had been caught selling trefus through the edus, which this person knows was false edus, nevertheless, says the Chavis Yoyer, that's only in this town. But if he has an ability to sell meat elsewhere, in a place where people don't know that Beis Din paskened him, since he personally knows that it was false testimony that Beis Din acted on, memela, he is able to sell the meat because he personally knows that he is someone who is innocent. And therefore, says the Minchas HaLazar, perhaps we should say the same thing over here. Even though Beis Din paskin that a particular individual was Mechuyev Misa because Edim came forward and testified that he did something and committed an aveir that warrants the Chiyuv Misa, nevertheless, if the person personally knows that he's potter, perhaps he doesn't have to undergo the Chiyuv Misa. He could try to escape if he has the ability. So the Minchas HaLazar Shtelsu, a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalad, And Rashi over there bringing down another ma'isa that pertains to the shaila. And this question has to do with a person who Bezdin Paskind was chayiv misa. Edim came forward and testified that this person was chayiv misa. And the person who was convicted knows in his heart that he was innocent and the testimony was false. And he declares in front of Bezdin and he says that if, in fact, he is someone who was over on the Aveiro, this misa that he gets, that Bezdin is about to give him, shouldn't give him a kapara. It shouldn't be able to achieve a kapara for him. Because if I'm guilty, I want to take away my ability for kapara. And if I'm innocent, then I am going to be completely free of any guilt. Bezdin is going to be free of guilt, but the Edim are going to be going to Gehenim forever. They are not going to be free of guilt. They're going to be held fully responsible. So this person is putting himself on the line. He's saying that if he's guilty, he doesn't want the Misa to be Mechapa for him. He doesn't want this to help for him. And the Gemara says that nevertheless, we still go ahead and kill him. We still go ahead and give him the Chi of Misa. And it's Mavur that even if the Edim want to recant, even if the Edim want to be chayzer on their testimony, even if they want to renege on their testimony and they want to admit to Bezdin that their testimony was false and that this person was innocent, nevertheless, we disregard their chazara and we give the person the chayiv misa. And Rashi brings down a similar ma'isa about Shimon ben Shetach, whose son was condemned for Misa, because Shimon ben Shetach had an episode with different witches that were practicing witchcraft, and he caused their death. Shimon ben Shetach caused the death of these 80 witches because they were doing Kishuf, and the family members of these people were very upset at Shimon ben Shetach, and they got Edim to testify that Shimon ben Shetach's son committed an aveir that he was chayiv Misa for, and the Edim came forward. The Edom came forward and testified that Shimon ben Shetach's son was Mechoyev Misa, that he did an Aveira that warrants the Chiyev Misa. And eventually, they themselves admitted that their testimony was false and that he wasn't really Mechoyev Misa. And nevertheless, Bezdin said they have to give the son of Shimon ben Shetach the Chiyev Misa. Because since the Edom already testified, even though they're now claiming that the testimony was false, they were hired as false Edim. Nevertheless, Bezdin must disregard their chazara, and Bezdin must act upon their first Edus and be mechayev in Misa. As I said, the Gemara. Now, Zokta Minchas Elazar, why don't the Edim then bring a third aid to testify, and the third aid will be apostle aid, and in that way, they could nullify their previous edus because of the din of edus shebatla miktsasa batla kula, and in that way, disqualify the entire edus since they know that their testimony was really a false testimony. If, in fact, they had concede to the fact that their testimony was false, why don't they employ this edus of bringing in a third aid who is possible to participate in their edus and thereby disqualify their edus based on the rule of edus shabbat mixas about the kula? Zokta Minchas Elazar, from the fact that this edus wasn't employed, is mashma that ubiyar tohara mikirbecha is not a din specifically in Bezdin. It's a din on everyone. And therefore, even though the edim concede that it was a false testimony, nevertheless, once Bezdin passed them, the person was Mechuyev Misa, everyone has a din to act on this Ubiyar Tahara Mikibecha. Everyone has a din to Shtaltsu, to the Misa's Bezdin that Bezdin passed about, and therefore they have no right to try to circumvent the Misa that is going to take place. Since once Bezdin passes that a person is Mechuyev Misa, there's a din of Ubiyar Tahara Mikibecha. Lamaisa, the Minchas Elazar clears about this, and he says that perhaps we should say that this person himself, who was falsely testified about, that he was the Chiyuv Misa because he did an aveir that warranted the Chiyuv Misa, and then Bezdin went ahead and paskind based on this testimony, that he was in fact mechuyev miso, perhaps he should be mechuyev to escape if he has the ability, even if you assume that the mitzvah of biyarta harom mikabecha applies to him. Because even if the mitzvah of biyarta harom mikabecha is not specific to Bez, but it applies also to the nidin himself, it also applies to the person who was convicted himself, nevertheless, even if it's a mitzvah saseh, the halacha is that pemokom sakona, where doiche, every single mitzvah saseh. A mitzvah saseh doesn't override a situation of sakona, so since over here it's a situation of sakona, he should be allowed to escape in order to avoid getting killed by Beis Din, if he's in fact innocent. And this should negate the fact that he has a kiyum mitzvah v'biyar Torah mekabech. So this is the tzad of the Michas Laza. The Maisa, this is a suffix by him, because the other tzad is that maybe the din of biyar Torah mekabech is gufa coming to exclude a matzav of sakana. It's gufa coming to say that kill him in spite of the fact that it's a situation of sakana. The mitzvah zaseh of biyar Torah mekabech is gufa telling you to disregard the fact that it's a sakana. So perhaps over here, even if it's a sakana, we have to adhere to the mitzvah of ubiyat ram mikrobech, and he has no right to escape. So that's the suffix of the Minchas Elazar, but it's a very interesting shiloh that hopefully would never come up, and certainly in our times where we don't have the chiyuv mitzvah bezdin, certainly wouldn't come up. But akoponim, this is the interesting shiloh of the Minchas Elazar.